With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The polls are open this morning in New York City as voters in the nation's largest city elect a mayor. The contest pits Democrat Socialist Zohran Mamdani against independent Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. President Trump, describing Mamdani as a communist, has endorsed Cuomo while admitting that he is no big fan of the former governor. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey choosing governors in closely watched contests in those states. The New Jersey race between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli said to be especially close. In Virginia, voters choosing between Republican Winsome Earle Sears, current lieutenant governor, and Democrat Abigail Spanberger. In California, a Democrat congressional redistricting scheme, Proposition 50, is on the ballot for voters to decide there. The top Republican in the Senate, optimistic that the federal government could reopen by the end of the week.
With the government shutdown now in its 35th day, there are some fresh signs it could end soon. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said he thinks they're getting close to an off-ramp. Talks are taking place about promising a vote on the health care tax credits that are being pushed by Democrats. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said it will partially fund the SNAP food assistance program this month by tapping an emergency fund. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And in compliance with two court rulings, the Trump administration says it will partially fund the SNAP program, providing federal food aid to millions, providing 50% of the normal benefit to recipients, although it is a complicated process, could be weeks or even months before that money begins to flow. Stock futures deep in the red this morning on Wall Street. The Dow futures down 335 points. NASDAQ futures are off 334. This is SRN News. Located about 30 miles north of Dallas, Rustic Way Ranch is a Christ-centered equine therapy center helping teenagers cope with the sometimes overwhelming pressures of everyday life by working with horses. Spokesman Brooke Carricker says the kids at the ranch come from all walks of life.
It's so individual, child by child. Success for one might be 2, 3, 4 weeks after coming out to the ranch. They're able to better manage their own emotions, whereas a lot of the kids see one of the professional counselors who is on the property and or the riding instructor who was there. Kids come there from everything from loneliness and just kind of that general sense of hopelessness to run-ins with the law.
Rustic Way Ranch is a 501c3 nonprofit organization funded in part by donations. More information on the ranch's work helping teenagers available on the website rusticwayranch.org. This is SRN News. Microsoft will ship NVIDIA's advanced AI chips to the United Arab Emirates.
The U.S. Commerce Department approved the deal back in September. The company plans to send more than 60,000 NVIDIA chips, including the advanced GB300 Grace Blackwell chips, for use in the UAE data centers. The UAE's access to the chips is linked to its pledge to invest $1.4 trillion in U.S. energy and AI projects. Microsoft's announcement, part of its $15.2 billion investment in UAE technology. Bob Agner reporting.
Starbucks forming a joint venture with a Chinese investment firm to operate Starbucks stores in China. Under the agreement, Chinese interests will acquire a 60% stake in Starbucks retail operations in China, which is valued at $4 billion. Starbucks initially entered China close to 30 years ago. More details at SRNnews.com.